What is the most important risk factor for recurrence of febrile seizures?
The most significant risk factor for those seizures coming back is the age of the child at the first seizure, specifically if they are younger than 18 months, though having a developmental delay or a family history of febrile seizures also increases the risk.
Now, we turn our attention to the specific characteristics and triggers of febrile seizures in the pediatric population. What is the risk of developing epilepsy after a simple febrile seizure?
The risk is actually quite low, only about 1 to 2%, which is nearly the same as the risk for the general population.
What factors increase the risk of epilepsy following febrile seizures?
There are three main red flags. If the child has an abnormal neurological status or developmental delay, if there is a family history of non-febrile seizures, or if the initial febrile seizure was complex, if two or more of these factors are present, the risk of epilepsy jumps to about 10%.
How is a complex febrile seizure defined?
We classify a febrile seizure as complex if it lasts longer than 15 minutes, happens more than once within a 24-hour period, or if the seizure activity is focal rather than generalized.
Does a complex febrile seizure carry a higher risk of epilepsy than a simple one?
Yes, it does. While a simple febrile seizure carries a 1% risk, a single complex feature increases that risk to about 6 to 8%.
What is the risk of recurrence after a first febrile seizure?
Roughly 1/3 of children will have another febrile seizure. If they've already had two, the risk of a third one rises to about 50%.
What are the risk factors for recurrence of febrile seizures?
The biggest factors are an early age of onset, specifically under 18 months, having a relatively low fever at the time of the seizure, a short duration of fever before the seizure started, and a family history of febrile seizures.
Is long-term AED prophylaxis recommended for simple febrile seizures?
Generally, no, because the side effects of the medications often outweigh the benefits of preventing what is usually a benign event. We don't typically recommend daily anti-epileptic drugs for simple febrile seizures.
What is the risk of mesial temporal lobe epilepsy after febrile convulsions?
There is a known association, particularly with very long febrile seizures, what we call febrile status epilepticus. However, it's still a bit of a chicken and egg debate in neurology, whether the seizures cause the damage or if an underlying brain abnormality causes both.